This is St. Louis Public Radio. Much of modern music relies on beats made on a laptop, but the challenge for today's bands is to make them sound human. The group Coplant No has been doing that since 2008. St. Louis Public Radio's David Casares says the band, booked Saturday at Jazz at the Bistro, plays intricate compositions that capture a listener's imagination.
When a jazz group has a song called Bonnie Offered Cherry Pie to People Who Threatened to Kill Her Husband, a listener can expect a novel approach. The title alone signals that the musicians are willing to go in new directions. That's certainly the case with Coplant No. With a light and airy sound, its music might remind some of movie soundtracks, the kind of musical storytelling that seems to evoke journeys. Sax player Joel Vanderhaden, who teaches at Jefferson College near St. Louis, says it took the musicians a while to come up with a phrase that describes their sound.
And eventually, only in probably the last couple of years, we sort of stumbled upon the label Cinematic Electro Jazz. Our music tends to appeal to people who like to create a storyline in their head, or whether it's about themselves or something else that they're thinking about. There's a lot about it that is reflective, a lot about it that is just very textural and allows you to kind of insert any given emotion.
Coplant No got its start when its members met in grad school at the University of Iowa. Besides Vanderhaden, the group features Brian Lewis Smith on trumpet, Drew Morton on bass, and Rob Boehner on drums. They formed the band after admiring each other's eclectic music collections. It ranges from classic Miles Davis to modern jazz from Minneapolis, Radiohead, and even the electronic musician Lapalux. You can hear all that in Coplant No. From the start, the players set out to incorporate electronic music. After early experiments with effects pedals on horns, they added sampling and music produced on a laptop. But Coplant knows electronica is not the pulsating and repetitive beat heard in some dance clubs. Like other jazz musicians, they write tunes with different moods and textures.
Our band thinks of sort of those electronic sounds as being an instrument, and then determining how we manipulate them and create a voice with those electronic sounds. But the goal, I think, for us is to fuse the electronic and the acoustic in a way that doesn't make either one feel forced.
On Saturday, the band will play a number of songs from its most recent release, called Distance. The relaxed tunes are built on horn melodies meant to evoke the human voice. But is it jazz? Coplant No will leave that to its audience. Vanderhaden says there are so many different styles that how the music is received depends on the listener.
We just bring music to the table and we share it with each other, and if it feels good, we go with it. And we don't worry about whether it fits into, you know, a jazz category or a rock category or hip-hop or anything like that. It all just kind of is.
The quartet's members are simply embracing what inspires them. I'm David Casares, St. Louis Public Radio.